We are honored to have a guest on the phone with us. You know him from FUBAR and FUBAR Balls to the Wall. But there's a new show called FUBAR Age of Computer, which debuts on Viceland tonight at 10 o'clock. Dean Murdoch on the line with us. How you doing, Deaner?
Right on. Thanks for having me in Deadly North Bay, man.
Our pleasure. We understand we're your first call this morning as you're doing some press for this show.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't even got a butter of coffee in me now. I'm still ready to give her, though.
Nice. That's what we were hoping. I watched a bit of the trailer, and that golden voice of yours is getting a real good spotlight in this new show. Happy to hear. Tell us a bit about how did that beautiful falsetto come to be, Dean?
Well, you know, that's just, it's like one of those things like in life, you know, a parallel where you like, you lose one thing, but you get another, and you just got to, you know, when the devil closes one door, he opens another, that kind of thing. Like, I lost my nuts, but man, you know, all of a sudden I can sing like an angel. And, you know, you've seen it at the end of the FUBAR 2, the movie there. And, well, finally we've been able to sort of like put this thing on record. And, man, people are really digging it.
Nice. We did have, so we put out a call out to our listeners to ask. And one of the questions, Trevor wanted to know, how's the nuts? How are the nuts anyway?
Well, the thing is that the kind of the weird thing is that, you know, you can get prosthetic nuts, right? Which I did, but I kind of like, I'm still kind of going from, you know, job to job. So I didn't have enough for to buy two at the same time. So what happened was, is I bought one time when I kind of scraped up enough cash. Then like a girl I was seeing, she bought another one for me for my birthday, but it wasn't the same size. But I didn't know that until they put them both in. And, you know, I'm just like, well, I'm getting kind of used to it now. But it's weird because when you walk, there's a little bit of an awkward swing to it because one's just a little wee bigger than the other.
Well, and I imagine it would be constant adjusting, right?
Yeah, it's true. Like a lot of people are like, oh, Dean, you know, you can get special underwear for that. And, you know, I mean, I'm looking into it. There's maybe someone out there, some lady who like knits undies could like, you know, maybe take my measurements and help me out.
We'll see what we can do about that, Deaner.
So I have a
question.
Well,
I know in the long, cold winters up in Ontario, you know, like ladies are looking for something to chew, maybe.
Indeed.
Could be a whole new business opportunity.
Dragon. Okay, this ain't no freebie. I got money. I'll pay for that shit.
Dragon's Den, here we come.
So yeah, here- yeah. Could call it that. Yeah, Dragon's Den, Dragon's Den Deaner underwear, man. Yeah, that's the way to go.
So here's a dilemma situation for you. It's Friday night. You're headed out to party. You swing by the beer store. They're sold out of Pilsner. What do you do?
Well, first you got to remount the guy who's in charge of supplies because that guy's just got to know, he's got to get his head in the game. You know what I mean? It's like a coach in between periods when you're down like five after one period. It's just like, get your head in the game, man. You knew Friday was coming. You saw we were low. What's your problem, man? Get into it. You know, just to make sure that it never happens again. So that's number one. You know, because you got to look out for the future Deaner, you know, because I'm going to be back.
Well, we know that for sure.
I'm always coming back. And the next thing is just find out whatever's cheapest and what's like, you know, around the 5-7% and then just go with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we hear you reaming out the beer store guy, but what about someone who doesn't know how to shotgun properly? What do you have to say to them?
Well, you know, it's kind of like as I get older, I used to get angry when people didn't know how to shotgun. I'm just like, come on, man, what's your mouth? But now I'm just kind of like, I'm a bit more of an educator. You know, as I get older and more mature and I see the world as, you know, a place where it's not necessary to sort of like get upset all the time. Maybe you can lend a hand. So I take it more like an education kind of way. And I bring the person in and I tell them that they're like a dumb idiot for not knowing how to do it, but in a nice way. Okay. And then I say, you know, I give him a little show and I go, okay, look, you take it here. You take it where the nipple is and then you flip it around, you follow it down, you put the hole in and then you slowly bring it up at an angle and then you go up and then you kind of, you know, and that's like the most important thing for me is to not spill any beer, right? And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. It's about respect. You know, it's like if you're at the Catholic Church and you're just like swinging, you know, like that plate where they got all the bread on it around and crumbs are falling everywhere. Jesus is up on the cross. He's going like, guys, take it easy, man. Be careful. And that's how I feel about the shotgun and the beers, man. Like every drop is precious manna, you know? Jeez, respect it.
Indeed. We're talking to Dean from FUBAR Age of Computer. It's the new series, which makes its premiere tonight at 10 o'clock on Viceland. It's also going to be available on City starting Sunday at 10:30. I noticed in the trailer, I saw the word arowana. Is there anything you can tell us about this, Diener?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really giving away that Terry loves smoking weed, so that I can say that much. And when he got into this business, because he's, you know, the whole idea of the TV show, it's kind of cool, is that, you know, Terry kind of gets introduced to the internet and he kind of understands, like, oh, there's all these, like, things he can do, because he's kind of a clever guy, you know, despite what most people would think. And so he gets into this thing where he's, like, got a drone and he's, like, he's delivering it, you know, with, like, delivering actual doobies with a drone. It was, like, way over my head. That's, like, way too technical for me. Like, I can barely play Xbox, you know?
Well, and especially, you're busy doing your own thing, working on your album, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to see in the TV show. It's pretty great. Like, we got this chick who was working with us, and she was kind of, like, helping us get... Because, you know, we're, like, all a little bit older, so she was trying to help us to get with those, like, Ma'am Lemlials, and she was trying to help us, like, get into their heads and, like, try and shoot, like, so they know what we're playing. And so, you know, we did some stuff that was a little bit out of, like, our comfort zone, and she did, like, a dance remix, which I think it was pretty terrible, but a lot of people said it was kind of interesting. You know, it's like shotgun. And, like, because the original song was, like, shotgun bass, like a rock song. But then the sort of, like, she's like, oh, let me have a try. And then it was like.
Well, it's nice to see that you guys are still giving her.
Oh, yeah, man. And you know why we're still giving her? Because people like you out there still care and still give her along with us. So it's like, you know, we feel the love coming from, like, one end of the country to the other. It's deadly.
Okay, so FUBAR Age of Computer Season 1 kicks off tonight at 10 o'clock. Is there going to be a big viewing party?
I mean, yeah, across the country. People are cracking pills and, you know, taking spills.
Very nice. Well, North Bay loves you, Diener.
Yeah, man. I love you guys, too. Give her.
Well, thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah, man. It was a real pleasure. I'm glad I was the first one.
Absolutely. We're glad, too. Thanks for doing this, man.
All right, take your sleazy, guys.
You too. Dean Murdoch, FUBAR Age of Computer, as we mentioned, debuts tonight on Viceland.